This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news out of Tampa, Florida. An active shooter situation was initially reported in MacDill Air Force Base a short time ago, but apparently it did not involve the base itself. Base officials say they did issue a lockdown order, but that has since been lifted, and they say the report that triggered it was apparently because of the sound of shots fired near the base. As for the source of those shots, well, that's still an unknown. The U.S. House passing a resolution calling for limits on the president's authority to order military action against Iran. Democrats argued that the president should get authorization from Congress before deciding to go to war. New York Democrat Elliot Engel saying killing a top Iranian general brought the U.S. closer to a war with Iran, the president strongly denying that during a rally in Ohio last night. And this is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate committee. Rootwall.com.
The debate stage in Iowa getting a little more crowded. Two new polls released yesterday by Fox News helping billionaire Tom Steyer meet the qualifications for Tuesday's showdown. Steyer is the sixth Democratic presidential hopeful to qualify for that event. America's NTSB will take part in the investigation into the plane crash in Iran this week that killed 180 people, right around the time Iran was firing ballistic missiles at U.S. forces in Iraq. It's not clear exactly how much of a role the NTSB will have, and it's not yet speculating on the cause. However, intelligence agencies in the U.S. and Europe say there's growing evidence that it may have been shot down by an Iranian surface-to-air missile, something Iran denies. President Trump not ready to draw any conclusions.
Somebody could have made a mistake. Some people say it was mechanical. I personally don't think that's even a question, personally.
And this is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Just getting a look at the Labor Department's job reports for December. It shows 145,000 or so jobs added last month, a number below what economists were expecting. However, the unemployment rate remained the same at 3.5%. There were increases in retail and healthcare jobs, but the mining industry lost a lot of workers. A Mexican asylum seeker is dead after slitting his own throat on a bridge over the Rio Grande. The man was denied entry trying to cross at Far, Texas on Wednesday, and authorities say he then killed himself just feet from the international border. The attorney general in the Mexican state there is investigating the death. Folks in North Texas are bracing for tornadoes, hail, and flash flooding as forecasters say a powerful storm system is moving toward the Dallas-Fort Worth area. It will bring hail, damaging winds, flooding, and possible tornadoes. And storms are expected to start developing around noon today there, continuing through the day and into the night. The storm front expected to move through the Dallas-Fort Worth area and then into Oklahoma, Arkansas, and Louisiana. Residents are being told to be ready for damaging winds in excess of 70 miles an hour and hail the size of golf balls, and possible tornadoes are possible there as well. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Package to start at $39.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vivint's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the top home security system of 2019, calling the Vivint system the best for a complete package of home security and automation, the best pro-installed home security system, and the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as a dollar a day. Call right now for your home security consultation.
800-962-6082. 800-962-6082. That's 800-962-6082.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound?
6 minutes after the top of the hour. We're back with you, America. Good to have you with us. Happy New Year. I am Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. With us next is a brain surgeon, an inventor, Iraq War veteran, writer, podcaster, who writes a gut-wrenching memoir of a caregiver who on a daily basis tackles the tension between death and hope until a personal loss forces him to grasp God's promises in a whole new way. With his deeper understanding of faith, he finds a new way to give hope to his patients. His brand new book, I've Seen the End of You, A Neurosurgeon's Look of Faith, Doubt, and the Things We Know. Dr. W. Lee Warren is with us. Dr. Warren, welcome to the show. How are you, sir?
I'm great, Bill. Thanks for having me on today.
Well, first of all, Iraq War veteran, we're grateful to your service and battle for freedom and what you've put on the line, you and your family, on behalf of the American way of life. We're grateful for that. And, of course, with all that we're hearing these days about Iraq and Iran, I'm sure some of that, causes you to, grab a little bit of your attention.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, the recent headlines have brought a lot of that back for many veterans, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. Well, a neurosurgeon's look at faith, doubt, and the things we think we know, it reminded me of an old saying from Mark Twain that you might be familiar with. We've heard it said in different ways. He said, it's not what we know that gets us in trouble, it's what we know for sure that just ain't so, right?
Wow, that's right. It's the things we think we know that give us the hardest time sometimes.
Oh, and that's the challenge. And it seems that in this current culture, and this is why your book is so opportune and the wisdom that you share for us is so opportune, because I believe that there is a good portion of America that has been siloed in their thinking. They've been so ideologically fixed that they're starting to come out and maybe they're seeing their shadow and realizing that what they thought was so before may not necessarily be so. And I'm encouraged by that, Dr. Warren.
I am, too. The sharing of information and the willingness to talk to each other again is refreshing after the last few years.
Well, here it is. I mean, our founding fathers realized, when it came to the First Amendment, the most important amendment of all things they could have picked was number one. It was freedom of speech. And it's interesting that the antithetical forces went after that so aggressively in the last decade. And we've paid a price for that. But I think coming out of that, that price can be redeemed with a little bit of wisdom and patience, don't you think?
I do. I think that's correct.
Mm-hmm. Well, in your story here, when you're writing about this, about this caregiver, break it down for our audience.
Well, so as a Christian who's also a scientist and neurosurgeon, I was troubled by this particular type of brain cancer called glioblastoma. It basically is almost 100% fatal. Almost everyone that gets it is dead within 12 to 15 months, and basically nobody lives 10 years. And so I would see these patients, and before I even took care of them, I would think to myself, I've seen the interview. I know what's going to happen to this person. Like, I know everything that's going to occur in the course of their care. And yet as a Christian, I'm supposed to pray for people and encourage them to fight and believe that God can heal and change things. And so it was quite a philosophical and moral conundrum to know how to pray for something when God always says no to that particular prayer.
Mm. Well, you know, and I am challenged. I got to tell you, when we come into areas like that, I have been consistently challenged by Jesus' admonition, saying, look, you see all the miracles I've done? You're going to do greater. You're going to do greater miracles than I've done. And I have that question to God consistently at times when I find myself up against a wall like this, and I say, God, am I praying for the impossible? But I believe you, what you said, that we would do greater miracles. And then I go, and I don't want it for me. At least I hope I don't. I mean, I'm searching my own soul and spirit to say, well, you know, is my intent because, I want people to think like I'm some holier than thou, some powerful, you know, prayer warrior that, making the miraculous occur, but I am challenged by that. And I imagine you probably were as well.
Definitely. And, you know, I had to learn, basically, a chaplain shared with me some wisdom that I had never thought about before when he said, prayer is not trying to bend God's will to us. It's trying to bend our will to his.
Yeah, yeah.
And so learning to see that in a different way helped me to learn to counsel people and interact with these people in a better way. Look at the quality of your life. If the length of your life is not going to be as long as you thought, it's one of those things you thought you knew, the quality needs to be as high as it can be.
When you made that shift, did you start seeing miracles in a different way?
I did. I saw people whose lives were, their physical bodies were declining and they were losing the fight against the illness, but for the first time in their lives sort of came alive. They had better relationships with their families. They focused on deeper and more permanent things than just our body and our health. And so it really can be life-changing if you learn how to think about loss and pain in a different way.
Well, I have to imagine for these families that suddenly the temporal issues of life are meaningless, and what they hold to and what you're sharing here is that the eternal things come into view. And, in reconciling relationships, and I've got to imagine you have some incredible stories about these families in terms of restored relationships and healings that took place on a eternal plane as opposed to a temporal one.
That's correct. And, you know, we've seen a lot of remarkable restoration of people's quality of lives. And just it's a stirring thing to see someone decide that they want to control how the story of their life plays out and to sort of redeem the time that they have. And really, that's where the book came from.
Mm-hmm. Now, for you, were you always a Christian as a doctor and as a scientist, or what was the change in your life that surrendered your ideas to God?
Well, yeah, I was raised as a Christian, but I really struggle with these ideas as a scientist of how to marry the two between faith and science. Actually wrote a lot about that in the book, about how I had to learn how to sort of let both things be true.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, we encountered some difficult situations in our own life when our son died. And that's when I really had to learn how to walk out the things I was trying to teach my patients.
Mm-hmm. Now, when your son died, how old was he?
He was 19.
19 years old. And so something like this, as others have said to me, said, Bill, it's nothing that you get over, but you get through it. And it is a process, right?
Definitely. You never get over something like that.
Right.
But you have to learn how to live and redeem the rest of your time and make that loss mean something.
And I got to imagine with what you're doing and even this book that this is a legacy to your teenage son.
That's right. That's what we hope, that through our experience with Mitch, that other people can be blessed and not have as hard of a time as we did with that.
Well, W. Lee Warren, doctor and Iraqi war veteran, is our guest, and we're talking about his brand new book, I've Seen the End of You, and the conversation will continue.
The phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
I took my family on a vacation like the one you're about to hear about, and we had an amazing time. And the best part about it was the price.
If you're looking for an amazing, fun-filled vacation for you and your family for an unbelievable price, keep listening for details on how you can get a fabulous four-day vacation for just $99. Westgate Resorts has been a leader in affordable vacation plans since 1982, and now you can choose from over 10 beautiful resort destinations across the United States, like Orlando, Florida, or the Smoky Mountains in Tennessee. So whether you love world-famous theme parks or the tranquility of nature, Westgate Resorts has your next dream vacation. Plus, if you're one of the first 100 to call, we'll tell you about our $29 Las Vegas special. Call right now to book your amazing vacation for only $99.
800-883-1612. 800-883-1612. Call 800-883-1612.
This advertisement is being used for the purpose of soliciting sales of a timeshare plan. Restrictions apply. Go to westgateterms.com for complete offer terms.
This is Dan Perkins for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. Did you know that about 1 in 10 veterans are homeless in the United States? For the third year in a row, Songs and Stories for Soldiers has sponsored the Santa Bell Shoes and Socks for Homeless Veterans program. In 2019, the people of Southwest Florida donated to the Bay Pines VA Healthcare District 550 pairs of shoes and over 1,200 pairs of socks for homeless veterans. So here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. This summer, set up a group of people to collect shoes and socks for homeless veterans in your community between Thanksgiving and Christmas 2020. Sit down and have a conversation with the Voluntary Services Director at your local VA hospital and telling him what you're going to do. If you have any questions, have them contact their counterpart at the Bay Pines Healthcare System. You may find that someday you may be recipient of shoes and socks for homeless veterans. This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
You
something absolutely miraculous when you get to that point in life and you realize that you know, who is holding your head up? You know, think about that for just a moment. And a lot about what Dr. Warren writes about in his new book, I've Seen the End of You, reflects that. Let me read the inside of the jacket, if I might. And this is from the prologue. It says, I've been a person of faith for all my life, but I learned early on in the trenches of a crumbling first marriage and the bunkers of the Iraq War that dogmatic belief is not life-sustaining. Only grace is worth believing in. Then, with my patience and in my own story, I thought I saw grace disappear under the onslaught of brutal reality, a reality that could never be changed, and that time would never heal. I used to look at my patient's brain scan, see the glioblastoma I knew would ravage their minds and destroy their lives in the coming months, and say to myself, I've seen the end of you. But in the aftermath of war, divorce, rebuilding, and then unimaginable loss in my personal life, I realized I was standing at the deathbed of my shattered faith. I'd seen the end of me, too. So I faced the greatest surgical challenge of my life, stitching together fatal cancers, dying children, and Christian cliches to heal the faith I'd lost and hoped to resurrect in some unforeseen new form. And, you know, Dr. Warren, what people need to realize, I mean, we all go there, I think, in part of our life, is that we do get to the end of ourselves. And I think that maybe at the time you don't see it as a moment of celebration. You probably realize it more in the rearview mirror. That said, thank God I did get to that point, because I find myself on the other side of the end of myself, not struggling and not fighting as much as I used to when I was trying to do it all on my own, right?
That's right. And, you know, I think the key for us was discovering that cancer or whatever circumstance you find yourself in life in, that's not the deadliest thing that humans can encounter. The mm-hmm. worst thing you can encounter is hopelessness, loss of faith.
Exactly.
If you get to that place where you can't see the light anymore, then you really have seen the end of yourself. And so mm-hmm. our mission has to be to find a way to hold on to hope, to land on faith, no matter what happens.
You know, excuse me, you bring up an excellent point here regarding hopelessness. I mean, we look at the suicide rate today in this country. It is skyrocketing. It's become an epidemic. And I believe at the very root of that, to your point, is hopelessness. People get to that point where they think, I can't do it anymore. What do I have to live for? And again, you come to that conclusion if it's about you, if you are the center of the universe. But God has given us the anecdote, and it is at that point that we have a choice to make. Will we continue to be the captains of our own ship, or will we turn over the wheel, you know, to Christ?
That's right. That's right. Finding some way to believe that there can be hope again, even if you're in that darkest place, just move a little bit closer to the light, and God will always meet you there.
Mm-hmm. And I would say to you, why not? What have you got to lose? You know, you've tried everything else. I mean, maybe you've tried drugs and, you know, all kinds of other escapes. But what have you got to lose but to run to the Father? In fact, you know, what you will find out, and we read it in the story of the prodigal, is that we think we're running to the Father, but actually it's the Father running to us.
That's exactly right. That's right. That's Psalm 34:18. That's the promise. When someone is hurting or grieving, the Father moves in close and revives them in their pain. That's what we found to be true. That was a true promise when we lost our son, that mm-hmm. we just had to nudge a little bit and he would come closer.
Right. And again, in that process, and of course it's difficult sometimes to come alongside. In the book of Ecclesiastes, there's a time to sell, there's a time for sorrow, there's a time for death. And to know what that appropriate word, that word aptly spoken, is all about, and how the community of believers, even sometimes the community of non-believers, how they can come alongside, and somehow God puts into their mind that word, that expressive word and revelation that comes from heaven, that can be quite healing. I'm sure for you and your family that you had opportunities like that, you know, through this healing process as you continue to make your way through it.
We did, absolutely. You know, some of the best things that people said, some of the worst things that people said were the Christian cliches, as I wrote about, you know, mm-hmm. God needed him more than you do, or he's in a better place now. Those things don't help when you're, right. You know, when you lost someone. But what does help is just somebody putting their hand on your shoulder.
Exactly.
I don't know what to say, but I care, and I'm here, and I love you, I'm praying for you. Those things mattered more than anything.
And I think that sometimes, you know, because of the Christian cliches, you know, we're so quick to speak as opposed to sometimes, as you said, just being in the presence, just coming alongside and not saying anything, because sometimes just the comfort of knowing that someone has set aside the time and care to come alongside, often that is as good, if not better, than an aptly spoken word.
Absolutely. We had people who just came over and brought stuff, you know, paper plates and napkins and tissue paper, water bottles and toilet paper and stuff. Just people showed up just to help us and didn't say anything. They just stayed and looked for needs to fill, and it made all the difference in the world.
You know, I always like to read dedications of books because I believe it's quite telling. It really gives us insight into the spirit of the author. And in reading yours, it was dedicated to Elmer, the first friend to become my patient. Mike, the first patient to become my friend. Mitch, for teaching me how to grieve and still laugh. Of course, about your son. Philip, for encouraging me to write this. Patty, for a life well lived. Lisa, for showing me the way forward, no matter how dark the past sometimes is. It really does, in so many ways, takes a village, doesn't it?
It does. Absolutely does. You have to have people around you to help you navigate this hard life. And really, that's why I wrote the book. Just give people some opportunity to latch on to hope, even when it feels hopeless.
For you, when you got to that point, as you say, and it's something that we all get to. I mean, look at people of faith. No surprise here. Big memo. We're all going to go through that process. And it is in that process where you get to really know God. Experientially, and that is something, I mean, how you've been able to know God, Dr. Warren, is something that no one can take away from you, to see and witness God's faithfulness, right?
That's right. It's the most important part of my life. It's given me the ability to do all the things that I've done and go through all the things that I've gone through.
And I got to imagine the aptly spoken words that you share with others, or maybe it's a touch, or just being in the presence and coming alongside them, the things that you've learned through this process, and also a sensitivity to the Holy Spirit, you know, to guard or guide your very actions.
Absolutely. You know, there's always an opportunity to minister to other people. In fact, that's one of the keys to getting through hard things, I think, as I wrote about, is just looking around for other people who you can help through the experiences that you've had. And sometimes it's as simple as just saying, hey, I don't have any answers, but I've been a little further down this path than you have. So I just encourage you that you can make it. You can keep going.
Incredible how God uses that for our own healing, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It really does.
Yeah.
The Romans 8:28 promise comes true is it's not a good thing to lose someone or get cancer, or none of those things are good, but God can use you through that for good things that can help other people and can help you grow. And that's what we've seen over, you know, several years now, of opportunities to help other people redeem some of that pain and make something good come of it.
Well, Dr. W. Lee Warren's book, I've Seen the End of You, A Neurosurgeon's Look at Faith, Doubt, and the Things We Think We Know, available at all the usual places, right? And how can they be in touch with you, Dr. Warren?
That's correct. The easiest way is my website, wleewarrenmd.com. Get my newsletter, my podcast, and everything there.
And, of course, we're going to be linking the book, I've Seen the End of You, on our website as well at billmartinezlive.com. Dr. Warren, thank you so much. I am so grateful for you being vulnerable and sharing your insights and experience and how, you know, how the reality of God has changed your life, your patients, your family, and those that you continue to come in touch with. Thank you so much. Happy New Year, sir.
Thank you, Bill. God bless you. Thank you.
You know, most people don't know they're missing the most important nutritional components in their diet. You know, if we really want to feel good and not miss work and get the most of each day, then we need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mother's lineage. It helps our body recognize when we're under attack and fights all those nasty microbes we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is to seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstream. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news out of Tampa, Florida. An active shooter situation was initially reported in MacDill Air Force Base a short time ago, but apparently it did not involve the base itself. Base officials say they did issue a lockdown order, but that has since been lifted, and they say the report that triggered it was apparently because of the sound of shots fired near the base. As for the source of those shots, well, that's still an unknown. The U.S. House passing a resolution calling for limits on the president's authority to order military action against Iran. Democrats argued that the president should get authorization from Congress before deciding to go to war. New York Democrat Elliot Engel saying killing a top Iranian general brought the U.S. closer to a war with Iran, the president strongly denying that during a rally in Ohio last night. And this is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you think that worries. I trust your taste implicitly. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
Just like that, we're back with you, America. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com where you can get all the information that you need to know. And a great volume of archived information from experts like our next one who is coming on, who is here with us every week, the founder president of the National Tax Limitation Committee, Lou Euler, is with us. Lou, Happy New Year, buddy.
Same to you, Bill. Great to be with you, as usual.
Well, we start off with a new decade here that we're quite bullish on. Our economy is rather robust in spite of attacks by Iran and threats of additional terrorism. It looks like, America is forging forward and we're holding steady to the course here.
Absolutely. And, the last year has been amazing in terms of the change in terms of jobs, job availability, the pay levels, the support personnel are making more relative to the supervisorial people now, mm-hmm. and trillions of dollars are coming back home after being parked overseas because of adverse tax effects. So we're just on a winning margin right now, and we got to keep it up.
Well, and especially, Lou, you think in light of this conflict with Iran, that seems to be endless, as much as anything that comes out of the Middle East seems to be endless, anything but peace, it seems. Here we are not relying on Middle East oil, and as a result,
America is seeing just how wise this president and this administration has been for the American people.
Absolutely. And, you know, what we've been confronting for the last quarter century or more now, of course, out of Iran, is this Islamic Khomeini crowd. And they took Iran, or old Persia, away from the Shah of Iran. And I think we are getting very close to converting that. The secular people in Iran want to take charge. The Revolutionary Guard is the only thing that is protecting Khomeini now. I think Trump is on course to make a change that would be fundamental to the Middle East.
Well, and to your point here, and I think you make an excellent point, is that the media was quick to show, they said millions, and then they start saying 2 million people. I mean, it was like crazy the numbers they were throwing out there, but certainly there were a lot of people in the street for Soleimani's funeral. But what they didn't show are the citizens that you're talking about, the citizens of Iran, that says, look, you know, we've had it with this theocracy. It is killing us. I mean, we're not all the safer. We're still fighting. The things that they promised to us has been just the opposite. We're at each other's throats. We're suffering. Inflation has gone overboard here. I mean, enough of this unnecessary pain. I mean, we long for the days of the Shah of Iran when things were somewhat peaceful, and you know, we could you know, have food on the table and not be paying these ridiculous prices that we're paying, you know, today.
Yes, and this is where I think Trump is uniquely suited to bring together both the economic dimension, the jobs and the rest of the economic advancement around the world with trade deals, etc. But we've got to put a stop to those who are like those leading Iran today, who are really festering a portion of the world that needs to be peaceful and can be peaceful if we can achieve the right goal. So I think he's on the right track in where he's headed right now.
Well, and a lot of people would agree with you and with us, Lou. You know, was that the president's use of economic pressure, as opposed to, you know, bombs and other things, the economic pressure on whether it has to do with China, North Korea, for that matter, certainly with Iran, I mean, it's showing some positive dividends here. I mean, starting to open up some opportunities. And again, after the show that Iran put on and sending some missiles that basically hit nothing, it was kind of a fireworks show, as some had categorized. Thank God for that, by the way. We really don't need to go to war, but Iran needed to save some sort of face. So, hey, look, we'll send 15, 30 missiles off into the air and, you know, call it a day. And maybe they've done what they've had to do and fired their bullets up in the air. And now it's time to, you know, for them to reconnoiter, because if they they're seeing, you know, in much as they learned the hard way with Ronald Reagan, that if you mess around with a bull, you're going to get the horns.
You're absolutely right, and you know, we go back a few years and we find that Ronald Reagan and Roger Robinson and Bill Clark were the ones that figured out how to bring the Soviet Union down by denying them markets and capital. And the same is available to us, is being used by Trump now with regard to Iran. And now we need to begin to use that and our leverage with China. That is into our capital markets substantially. So, but that's the beauty, is that Trump, with his background, with his business background, understands the importance of capital markets and how the world really works.
Why is it, Lou? My question, and the question of many Americans today on Main Street, is saying, well, why don't the Democrats, why do those that are so antithetical to, you know, not only Donald Trump, but I would say even the country, Why is it that they cannot see the benefit and wisdom of these decisions? I mean, look at the fruit of the decisions that the president has made time and again. And all he is he's being chased. They're biting at his heels. They're complaining all the time. I mean, actually, they're doing more damage on the world stage. I mean, they talk about what disruptive force the president is, but they add and confuse not only our own people, but even the citizens of the world in thinking that, you know, America isn't as unified as we thought it is, and it leaves us vulnerable, I mean, in terms of foreign policy, does it not?
Absolutely, and, you know, they're playing politics, and many of them, I think, understand what is going on, but they are so partisan. And they detest Trump so much because of his success that they cannot find the center line that would help America. And so let's let them convict themselves, which fortunately they're doing, and let's see what 2020 produces for good Americans, traditional Americans, and traditional America.
Exactly. Well, Lou, as we talked at the end of 2019, you made it clear that conservative values can stand on their own. The evidence is clear, and there needs to be no apology for conservative values, and what needs to happen is people of conservative conviction need to exercise their First Amendment right to speak boldly with confidence and knowing that what they're saying has a lot of backing. I mean, 42 years of history behind it that shows where conservative values time and again have proven dividends for the citizens of this country.
That's right. And this noble experiment in self-government, where we stiff-arm the interests that would put us aside, is what we must do in 2020 and restore the America that we love and that we cherish and that we need to keep and keep on the straight and narrow under
God. And people shouldn't be threatened, Lou, by some of these outlandish remarks made by the squad, AOC, Ilhan Omar, because I say it's revealing. You know where they're coming from, and her constituencies need to vote accordingly, right?
Absolutely, and it's time to put America back on the right course, and average citizens across our nation understand what that means, and they don't want us to make a left turn and fall off the progressive cliff.
Yes, this is our government, not a government of the elites. He's the founder and president of the National Tax Limitation Committee, Lou Euler. Happy New Year, Lou. Thank you so much for being with us.
Same to you, Bill. Take care.
Packages start at $39.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vivint's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the top home security system of 2019, calling the Vivint system the best for a complete package of home security and automation, the best pro-installed home security system, and the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as a dollar a day. Call right now for your home security consultation.
800-962-6082. 800-962-6082. That's 800-962-6082.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may
may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
To Bill Martinez live.
I'm running for your heart. I'm running.
Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. Happy New Year, ladies and gentlemen. Great to have you along with us about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I want to repeat Mark Twain's quote that we shared earlier when we were talking with Dr. Warren. He said that it's not what we don't know that gets us in trouble. It's what we know for sure that just ain't so. And the fact is, this saying that Mark Twain wrote, over 100 years ago, is so appropriate today because America is being propagandized. Our mainstream media is sold out to an agenda. They've become, really sadly, the propaganda arm for a party that is of their particular interest and have abandoned their raison d'etre, the raison d'etre which was backed by our First Amendment, a right to a free press. They've abandoned that, and it's very costly to the American people because we're being told things and indoctrinated and groomed in such ways that just aren't so, and hence the term fake news, and what fake news delivers is fake results, and we're getting that on us, ladies and gentlemen. That's the reality. Bill DeAugustino is joining us now. He's a research analyst and a writer for MRC's News Analysis Division. Bill, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Well, to this point that I laid out foundationally, is the reporting on on our police networks, as you put in the headline, routinely cover outrage at police, but rarely on behalf of police, right?
That's correct. And I mean, this is at its core a selective coverage story. And as we say in the piece, a criminal killing of a police officer is no less tragic than, say, a police officer shooting a civilian. But for the networks, the outrage only ever seems to flow in one direction. They've used the term outrage in their 2019 coverage 45 times in stories pertaining to police shootings of civilians. But there's only been one instance throughout all of 2019 where they've used that same kind of emotive language when discussing a shooting of a police officer. And so, as you know, as I say, the outrage only really goes in one direction for the networks.
Well, and as you say, according to study, data compiled by the FBI as of January the 2nd, 48 law enforcement officers were feloniously killed in 2019, 44 by gunfire, another 4 by vehicle assault. I mean, that is tragic, you know, that we have, you know, our fellow citizens, people who have decided to go to the front of the line and to serve our neighbor, our communities, and to protect and to serve, and they're dying, you know, and they're dying on the job. I mean, what other job do you go to where this is, you know, I don't know, I don't want to say a normal experience, but it goes with the territory, doesn't it?
That's right, and I mean, really, what thanks are they getting when they've got this kind of media narrative out there? Because, again, the media like to push any narrative that seems, you know, familiar to their audiences. And one very popular one that they are very big on propagating right now is the idea of, you know, trigger-happy, perhaps racist police. And that's, you know, that's a great disservice to all of the decent law enforcement officers.
Where's their verification to back that up?
Well, see, that's the thing, is that it's not so much data-driven as it is selective coverage. You know, every time there is any sort of police apprehension or shooting or what have you that at its face looks questionable, you're going to see it on these network evening news broadcasts. And they'll very frequently talk about the outrage of the community, and they'll, you know, interview families, people who knew the whoever's the individual getting apprehended or perhaps shot. There's rarely ever some kind of request for comment from the police, and often, I mean, there's a rush to judgment, and as we've seen in cases like Mike Brown, there's very little going back and correcting the record on it. They sort of just drop it and move on to the next one.
Exactly. Well, we've had Joel Gilbert on many times. He's due to come back again. He's written a revealing book on the case of Trayvon Martin, calls it the Trayvon Martin hoax. And there's been no apology after what's been exposed. In fact, we just recently were exposed to the story of Richard Jewell and hit the big screens. It was a movie directed, produced by... oh, gosh, all of a sudden his name escapes me, and I don't know why it does. But nonetheless, you know, that's a quite revealing story where you get, you get public opinion as the jury, and there's no due process. And, you know, people are, you know, are falsely accused, and then afterwards you find out that, in fact, they were heroes, or that wasn't necessarily the case. And quite interestingly, the mainstream media, who have been perpetrators of this fake news and this false reporting, as you say, to your point, no apology. There's no, you know, reconciling, you know, the new evidence or the final evidence of what came out, whether it has to do with Trayvon Martin or Michael Brown or other cases, you know, that have happened.
That's right. And I'm glad you brought up the Trayvon Martin instance, because that is actually one of the most illustrative cases of just how devious the media can get in some of their coverage, just to create a sensationalistic story that adheres to their biases. I mean, there was an instance where I don't want to misspeak on it. I believe it was CNN, although it may have been MSNBC, but one of them edited the audio of Zimmerman's call to the police shortly before that shooting happened.
Right.
Where they made it sound as though he was targeting Martin because he was a young black man.
Right.
And that ended up not being the case when the full audio was released. And so, I mean, yeah, that in particular was just a very dramatic case of just complete media mendacity on a subject.
Without a doubt. And now you have a situation under the reality of what's happened and what's being reported here by, you know, by Joel Gilbert. I think it's got to be tough for Trayvon Martin's mother, who's now running, you know, for office. She's running for elected
right.
office. And she, for all intent and purposes, was involved in the perpetration of this hoax that took place. I don't know how she's going to get around that. And the dangerous part of all this is that that was the match that lit up Black Lives Matter, lit up what happened in Ferguson, what happened in Baltimore, you know, all these things that are going. So instead of solving the problem, it exacerbated. And along the way, for me being Hispanic, Bill, I got to tell you, I had no idea. In fact, I had to call my mother. I said, have you ever heard of a white Hispanic before?
So. That's right. I think that might be when that term came into existence.
Yes, exactly. So, I mean, this is how goofy it gets, is that we abandon, you know, proven principles, you know, things that, look at every editor from time immemorial, there has been discipline. And when that's followed, people are covered. But today, in this information age that we live in, and maybe because of the challenge that is felt by, you know, professionals with, you know, bloggers and, you know, social media and that, maybe they just feel, you know, anxious and feel like, okay, well, they've got to be the first and, you know, let's abandon, you know, journalistic rules and principles for the sake of being there first, not necessarily getting things accurate, but being there first.
And not just being there first, although that is certainly a part of it, but also, pushing instead of just conveying information for their viewers, you know, edification, they're instead kind of trying to imprint a narrative onto
yes.
their audiences that will get them continuously going back and kind of falling in line with what they want their audiences to believe. And so in cases like, you know, Mike Brown and Trayvon, you had facts not necessarily lining up with the narrative that they initially pushed as more evidence came out. Mm-hmm. And so you get these cases of them effectively trying to fit a square peg into a round hole, you know, to kind of try to make it work. And frankly, the number of people who bought into it is sort of a testament to how disturbingly good they can be at it.
Exactly. Well, and for those that didn't, Bill, they are seeing that, you know, the mainstream media is insulting their intelligence. And trying to groom them and propagandize them on their way of thinking, as opposed to trusting the American people to decide for themselves, you know, what is the story here? What is it all about? But we know the rule of sensationalism. We all like to look at crashes,
right.
and we all love the sensational aspect of it, and we all want to rush to judgment. We know we're a society that stands in front of a microwave. As I've been quoted many times as saying, and yell, hurry up. You know, we've got to get through this due process. But no, you know, there's parts of our country right now in the name of impeachment that wants Donald Trump out. They wanted Brett Kavanaugh not to be confirmed based on some spurious information that we found out later was all one big lie. And, of course, what we've been finding out repeatedly ever since the president declared that in many cases he's been more right than wrong about, you know, the corruption and how he was spied upon.
Absolutely. Yeah, you've always got to trust but verify with a media story like this.
Well, and if only, I say, and of course this is being the optimist that I am, Bill, if only the mainstream media could rally their resources and talent in a positive direction for the good of the American people, maybe we can get this country back on track. What do you think?
I think so. We just need to find a way to incentivize them to do that.
Exactly. But meanwhile, hey, look at your part and parcel of that prescription to incentivize them and to hold them accountable with all the great work that you guys at Newsbusters are doing. And we thank you for your efforts. Appreciate it, Bill.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on, Bill.
Bill DeAgostino, he's the staff writer and research analyst for Newsbusters. Thank you so much for being with us.
This message is for all sexually active men. Now, you can get the same active ingredients as in Viagra and Cialis online in chewable form from BlueChew.com. Chewable can mean better, cheaper, and for some men, work faster. Get started 100% online. So no in-person doctor visit, no waiting at the pharmacy. and no more awkwardness. BlueChew.com ships directly to your door in discreet packaging. So order now. You'll love it, and so will your partner. For a limited time, first-time customers get their first shipment free. Just pay $5 shipping when you use the promo code FAST at BlueChew.com. Chewable can mean better, cheaper, and for some men, work faster. That's BlueChew.com, promo code FAST.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. The service is not intended to replace your primary care physician or cure any disease.
If you're talking, man.